You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Celicia Thomas, and today my heart is... It's so warmed because my guest who I'm having on today, the reason why I even have this podcast, she is the one who, she graciously invited me onto her podcast. And I don't know how to explain. I've interviewed for many different whatevers, but after I interviewed with her, I felt so inspired. And she helped lead the way for me. And I just am so grateful for her. She is such a warm, inviting, calming spirit. She's worked regionally everywhere. She's worked on so many cruise ships. She recently made her off-Broadway debut. And I'm so happy to know her and call her a friend. Y'all, please help me melt. Please, well, help. Please help me welcome Ayanna Major Bay.
Hello. Excuse me. Hello. Hello. Hi. Oh, Celicia, thank you. That was an amazing introduction.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you.
I'm so happy to be here.
You really are amazing. And I feel like I've watched you for so many years of how you present yourself to the world. It really is like a masterclass. And I'm so excited for the day when like you become super famous, because you already have everything lined up, ready to go on how to, do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do know what you're saying. And thank you. Thank you. I get that from my mom. People say it to me all the time. You're so just poised and like ready, and you have things together. That comes from my mama. Like that is straight my mother. And that is what I admire. My prayer is always like, if I am half the woman my mother is, like I've made it. Like, so I get that poise and that graciousness and just that I'm going to put my best foot forward is from my mom. 100%.
I think it's such an admirable quality, and I love that you give a shout out to your mom. It's like, it's such a beautiful thing, and you're such a beautiful person from the inside out. And like, you're just so many people know you and love you, and it's just, you're good people. You are good people.
Thank you.
Also, thank you for coming to my podcast launch party. I'm like, woo! You're welcome. I was so scattered. I'm like, oh my goodness, literally, it's just me. Everyone else is on mute. What do I do? What do I do?
Right, what do I do? What do I say? Somebody help me.
I know. So like, okay, so I want to ask you a few things. I know like the world is crazy right now. Like, if y'all are listening.
It's crazy. The world's crazy. We've lost it, y'all.
We're in election week because it's been a week. And Ayanna, we scheduled this interview with parentheses around it because we thought we would know the results of the election on Tuesday.
Right.
We're like, well, depending on how we feel, we'll do it or we'll reschedule.
Right.
We still ain't got no results.
No, we still have no results. But guess what? I'm okay. When you were like, you still want to interview this week? Yes, because friend, I haven't been looking at the news. I purposely do not turn the television on. But here's the thing. My mom and sister will be like, guess what happened today? Or guess what happened? So I have them. I don't have to turn on the news.
You get the highlights.
I get the highlights from them. So I'm good. People, how you feeling? I'm just dandy. You're not finna take my peace or my, you're not gonna do it to me. You're not gonna stress me out. You're not gonna take my peace. I got too many things that I'm working on. I have not turned on the news.
That is so smart and also takes a lot of self-control. Like to me, I'm like, the election is like the Super Bowl. It's like watching Miss America, except the Tony Awards, except the stakes are like.
Much higher. The stakes affect our livelihood.
The stakes are really high. And I'm just like trying not to stress, and I need to adopt your attitude about it, because I'm like, 2020 has thrown so many wrenches. I would just, at this point, wouldn't be surprised if something off the rocker happened. Like, mm-hmm. it comes down to one state, mm-hmm. one city,
one county,
one person,
one vote.
Like, it's straight out of a movie. And that is what 2020 is. It is like a horror film. Dear God.
Yes.
But we're doing okay. We're doing good. We'll mm-hmm. find out. And I, like, as soon as we do know, I don't think it will be very long before you're bombarded with the news. Mm-hmm. I feel mm-hmm. like you could probably go outside for 2 seconds and hear people talking about it when it happens.
Yeah.
So your podcast, you started a thing, and I want you to define this, not define it, but like explain or talk about it. Mm-hmm. You started a thing called the Uplifted, what is it? Your company, your Uplifted Artist.
Uplifted Artist, yes.
And then within Uplifted Artist, you started this podcast.
Right, right. Yes. So Uplifted Artist was an idea that came about. So the Lord works in mysterious ways. So I was doing a show in Virginia. I was doing Dreamgirls at the time. And I had just got accepted to the Creative Entrepreneur Project through the Actors Fund. So I was actually going to have to Zoom into that while I was away. So I was going to be balancing being in this course and being away in a show. And then it so happens COVID and the pandemic and things shut down. So I had to go back to South Jersey, and I'm at my mom's house still. I'm in New Jersey. Yes. And so everybody now had to Zoom into the course. You know, I wasn't going to be the only one now Zooming, being away from the city. Now everyone had to go home wherever they were and Zoom into this course. So I'm taking this course called, like I said, the Creative Entrepreneur Project. And so I started developing Uplifted Artist back then. Now, I didn't know what the name was, but the concept was, I've been in this business for 12 years now. And I have been non-union with no agents. I've been now union with an agent. And I've seen both sides. And I also was a monitor for Actors Equity. So I have that information as well. I was a monitor for 2 years, so ran auditions and made sure they went by the union rules and all of this stuff. And so
you have so much knowledge.
I had so much knowledge, yes. Yeah. And for a while, I was sitting in my imposter syndrome because I had thought about writing a book for a while. Oh. And then I was like, well, who's going to listen to me?
Oh.
And then my one friend was like, Ayana, you've been doing this for 12 years. Like, are you kidding? Are you kidding me? Like, I'm so, what are you talking about? You have 12 years of knowledge. Like, what? I don't understand why you think if you release a book about auditioning,
you know what you're talking about.
Like, so it started with that, writing a book about auditioning in the city, and then having workshops, because coming back after contracts and going back into auditions, you really realize how much actors aren't prepared when they leave school for auditioning in New York. I would just like sit there sometimes and go, oh my word. Like, y'all, you have no idea what you're doing. And school did not prepare you for this. So I need to have like a audition 101 course or whatever it is. So that was the premise of Uplifted Artist, the company. Cause it's like, I just want you to feel uplifted and prepared before you go into auditions. Cause that affects you.
Yes. And also, like, depending on where you are in the country, mm-hmm. auditions are going to be completely different in New York City.
Yes. Yes. Because I even auditioned in Chicago.
It's different.
Completely different. It's so casual, so laid back.
Yes.
Like, I felt like.
Yes.
I was EMC when I went to audition in Chicago.
And got seen every time.
Yes. And they were like, oh, you hear great. You'll get seen in like an hour.
What?
Versus
New York, where it's like 8 hour day and maybe still don't get seen.
Right. What? Even when I went to Germany once, and when I was in grad school, I went to audition in Germany, and I remember singing my 16 bars, and the guy was like, this isn't New York. You could sing more than 16 bars.
Okay,
come on. Let's continue playing then. Let's sing the song.
This isn't New York.
He literally said that. He said, this isn't New York. You could sing more than 16 bars.
See, y'all, New York can be kind of cutthroat, y'all. It is like there are so many people.
Right.
That there's just no time. There's no time to play.
There's no time to play in the city. So that's where Uplifted Artists came from, because I noticed that, you know, actors are coming in with this desperate energy of like, I need to book the job. I need, like, and if you walk in with that, whoever's behind the table, you're gonna walk in with that. You're gonna walk out without the job, because whoever's behind the table is gonna feel that energy from you. They're like,
God, I hope I get it.
Like that. Exactly. Yeah. So in developing that, I was developing that over this year, and then I got to a point where it was like, because New York is shut down in terms, especially in terms of theater, I was like, that's not what the community needs right now. You know, this is not, so the book has gone through its first edit and workshop. So those are on the shelf. Those are still coming out. I still want to give them and gift them and offer them to the world.
Yeah.
But I had to make a pivot. And that's where the podcast came from. It was like, okay, so what do we need now? And for me, the mission statement of Uplifted Artist is to educate, empower, and celebrate artists so they have no option but to thrive.
Oh.
That's the mission. Yeah.
We need that, Ayana, like that positivity and that light. Like the more of that we can get, especially right now,
that's
great. And I even was like looking through some of the people who you had on your podcast, and I like even listening to the snippets and like your episodes. They really are inspiring. The things that you've captured, I'm like, oh. You too? Or, I didn't know that was her experience. And like, I was so interested in Marisha Wallace's episode. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I've seen her perform. She's so amazing. And it's just what you're doing is a really awesome thing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Question about, so you said about your books that you're like, oh, okay, these are on the back burner right now, but they're still going to come out. I missed if you said they're finished. Or if you're going to go back and edit them.
I'm going to go back and edit. So the book right now has the first edit, but there's a full section about auditioning in New York and like how to, go to an EPA, how to go to an ECC, how to do all these things. And I'm like, are those even going to come back?
Exactly.
So I'm trying to figure that out.
As somebody who I'm like, I definitely want to buy and read your book. One thing that I would want in there, and the thing is like, we are in the industry and we're figuring it out.
Yeah.
Still. But it's something that I know that I would want to know if I was in college, that I would love, like, if when I'm reading it, there's like a chapter on, post-pandemic, what does it look like now? And what's the same, what's different? Like, that would be, as somebody who like wants to read your book, you know, like,
yes,
super helpful. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Most definitely. I've thought about that as well. And just because you want it, I'm gonna put it in. But post pandemic and even now, self-taping. Like I want to do a section on self-taping because that's such a thing now.
Do you have a blog?
I do not have a blog.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry that I have all these ideas. And we haven't even talked about hair yet. But I'm like, it would be so cool if you do all this stuff. And then have a component of the things that are constantly changing because the business changes.
And it does.
I could follow, like, we could follow along, like, okay, this is an update to the system. Something to where it's like, here's the groundwork. Here's the blue, what's it called?
The blueprint. The blueprint?
Yep.
Yeah.
The blueprint of how it works. Oh, but this is not how it is anymore. As of yesterday, like.
Right. Yes. Yes. I mean, yeah, that could even go like the book is going to be the blueprint. And then there'll be a blog that's like, okay, here's what's changed.
Yes. I'm like, okay. So y'all, if you're listening, like this energy that I have with Ayana is like, I feel inspired even now just talking to you, even though I'm not talking about like anything that you have this energy around you of open doors. Endless opportunities, anything can happen, a yes spirit. I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. And thank you. Because I've been working on myself with that. Because if you would have caught me, so I'm 33 now. If you would have caught me right out of, thanks.
Hate us. Go, black don't crack.
Okay.
Love it.
Okay, John.
We're in it. Go on.
But if you would have caught me when I was 23, like I think I was maybe like 2 years out of college or a year out of college working, I don't think I had an open spirit or anything could happen or no, because I was so focused on I have to make it to Broadway. And if I don't make it to Broadway, I haven't made it. So this has been years of like working on myself and going, okay, no. You are in control, Ayana. You are in control of the way you feel. You are in control of the way you react. You are in control of what you attract by your own energy.
Yes.
And being open. And I remember reading a couple years ago, Shonda Rhimes' book, The Year of Yes.
Oh, yes.
That was amazing, too. So it's like, me just too. Say yes, Ayana. And so I have seen things move over the years by me being open and saying yes. But if you had caught me earlier in my 20s,
It really does make a difference. You know, I have talked, I know a lot of people who, you know, they're wondering like why things aren't working out in particular areas of their life or whatever. And I'm not there to be like, this is this and this and this. I'm not the expert on anything. But one thing that I have observed for, you know, people who all have that thing in common of like, is that spirit of, I don't know if it's like pessimism or what, but it's like they don't expect it to work. They're waiting for it to be slammed in their face and they kind of shut themselves down before anybody else shuts them down. That is just like something that I have noticed and I'm not like trying to like, you know, be like, I know everything because I don't because I'm still trying to figure, you know, stuff out too.
Yes.
But that is a common thread. And then my friends who are thriving and living their best lives and are happy. Mm-hmm. It's a, you know, because that's, you can have all the credits in the world and not be happy. And what is that?
Oh, okay.
If you ain't got no peace, what is that?
Right. If you don't have no peace, if you don't have joy, if you don't have happiness, like you said, you can have all the credits in the world.
What is that? Like, literally, you and I are sitting in our closets right now, and I could never be happier. And I think the dream would be, oh, Oprah Winfrey wants to pick up my show, and I'm on the studio, and I got a live studio audience. That sounds like that would be the life. That would be the bomb. Mm-hmm. What if you get there, and you're not like...
And you're like, oh.
And you don't love it. Guess what? Take me back to my closet.
Hello. Take to the closet, friend, okay? Half closet, half studio. Take me back here. I'm happy right here.
Right. I'm like, I feel like having joy and peace is at the top of the list than what it would look like to the rest of the world.
But that's it. I think 2020 is forcing us to look at that. Like, what is our happiness? What brings you happiness? What brings you joy? And not what someone else has put on you. Because I think, you know, generations prior to us, especially as Black women, oh, you have to have this and this and this and this. And then, you know, you've made it and you should be happy. But what if I don't want that? But you're imposing that on me because that's what society says I should have to be happy.
Exactly. Not everybody wants kids.
Yeah. Not everybody wants kids. Not everybody wants to be married.
But society is like, if you don't have kids, are you barren? What's wrong with you?
Yes.
You know, and that's just one example, but like, it could be for anything. You're right.
Right. It could be for anything.
What is it that you want? What is it that sparks?
That sparks.
Yeah,
your joy and your happiness. And when you lay down at night, oh, okay, I'm at peace. I'm good. Like, what is that for you?
Yeah, it might not make sense to anybody else.
That's it. But if it makes sense to you, I'm here for it.
We're going to cut for a short ad break.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Okay, let's get into it. Mm-hmm. So I am loving your natural hair.
Thank you.
And I feel like you are one of those people. First of all, I don't want to ever put Black women or anybody in a box, because mm-hmm. we can be whoever, whatever we want to be. If we want to wear a weave, if mm-hmm. we want to straighten our hair, if we want to anything, even if we want to get a perm. I'm not about that perm life, but I'm not like, hey, we're not going to shame it either.
Right. I'm not going to shame you. Do what you need to do.
Whatever you need to do. So I'm not trying to, I'm not putting you in a box at all, mm-hmm. But I do want to compliment you and say, like, when I think of you, I do think of you as like a natural. Mm-hmm. And because that's how I usually see you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you came out with a fierce weave, I'd be like, get it.
Right.
But like, have you always embraced your texture?
No.
No.
Okay. So here we go.
Here we go.
The answer to that question is no. So I got perms for so long until, I would say through college, like through my maybe 21, 22, perms like that. Like I was the girl, I can't go outside when it's raining or humid because I'm not getting in the pool. Like, I just got my hair done. Like, what you talking about? Like, no, that was me. That was me because I got permed young. Like, my mom started perming my hair when I was 9 because it was so thick. And she was just like, I'm the only one doing your hair. Like, I have 2 girls that I got to do hair for. Like,
What do I do?
Especially, you know, in the 90s, we didn't have the products we have now.
Yeah. Or the education of.
The education about our hair.
Yes.
Yes.
What to do, how to embrace it. That was not a thing. And I feel like our parents' generation is like, that is not a thing. This is not a thing. Uh-huh. What do we do? Just straighten it.
Exactly. And be done. So that was where my mindset was like perming it. And it's straight, and you got, you know, you able to flip and do all, and that was where I lived. That's where I was. And then, honestly, like, I'm gonna be real, real with you. The reason I stopped perming it was because I couldn't afford it anymore. Because when I left college, my mom was like, you an adult, you out here working at theaters and got jobs, you need to pay for your own perms. And then when I was like, but mommy, I can't afford it. I don't know what you're gonna do, sweetheart.
Like, Ayana, that is surprisingly, not surprisingly, one of the main reasons I like across the board, it's expensive. You are not the only one mm-hmm. who has been like, I can't afford this right now.
Yes.
I guess I'll just embrace
my hair.
Go on.
No, but you're right. That's real, real. That's where I was like, so you're not gonna pay for my perms, mommy? She said, no, I love you. And I will help you with like a bill if you need it, but I'm not paying for your perms no more. I was like, okay. So yeah, it came from, I was like, I can't afford this. So I was like, I've been a braids person all my life. Like, Brandy was my, you know, I still love Brandy, but I always like, just, Brandy has braids. I can have braids too. So I was always a braids person. So I started putting in braids, more and more braids, and kind of growing my hair out. Okay. I kept putting in braids. And probably after about a year or so, I had enough new growth that I was like, okay, I'm going to cut it off. I'm going to cut the perm off.
That moment of cutting the ends that want to be, they want to be gone. They're dead.
They're dead. They're so dead. They want to be
They're
gone.
Done. They're done.
They're done.
But the length, you're like, that's my hair.
So I did it. I cut it off. And I
feel?
Had a tea.
How did you feel?
Honestly, I felt ugly. I did. Because I still at that point didn't know what to do with my hair. I didn't. Yeah. And so I cut off and I was like, okay, what do I do with it? Like, what? I don't know what to do with this. And then slowly over the years, finding the products and realizing all of our hair is different. So when you see someone on YouTube using a product, it's going to react differently in my hair. I don't have her hair. So finally realizing that over the years and finding the products that work for you.
For you.
For you.
Wow.
Then I started to feel beautiful. Then I started to embrace it. But it took me a while because I didn't know what to do with it. So I did feel ugly at first. I did. But it's also because that's what society has taught us.
Yeah.
So I did at first, but I love it now. I love it. But it took me a while to get there.
I know. I totally feel that. And you did touch on something that I feel like takes, we should articulate, mm-hmm. Looking at girls on YouTube, first of all, a lot of times, especially earlier on mm-hmm. in my natural hair journey, I would look at girls with curls I wish I had.
Yes.
Not with curls that I actually had.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Number one mistake for me. Number two, even when you watch them, God is so funny. He's like, you're not going to learn everything you're going to need to learn about your own hair by just watching somebody on a video. You have to experiment and touch your own hair.
Yes.
It is so much trial and error with your own texture.
Yeah.
There is no shortcut around it.
None.
There's no way around it.
None. There's no way around it. There's no way around it. Because I have hair that has different, you know, our numbers.
Yes.
3A, 3B, 3C, 4A, yes. All that.
Uh-huh.
You have to figure out what your hair does, because the girl on YouTube has completely different hair than you, than me, than my sister, than my mom, than ever.
Yes.
So you have to know. And even mine, I've discovered over the years, I would say I have more of a 3B, 3C in terms of the curl pattern. Like it really, like, especially when it's moisturized, like there, those curls are popping. But then I would say it has the spring of 4A and 4B. So I get the curl, but then it just, so like, that's the length.
Work.
You see, like,
hey, black girl
it's
magic.
Long, and it's it has long. That spiral, like the 3B, 3C, but it's like, bing, like it goes like, so, but it has the spring of 4A and 4B. So I had to accept that and love that, because before I'd be like, why does my hair not sit? Like, why don't I have any length to it?
Like the white girls
or the girls who have the three, like the 2C and the 3A. And you're like, oh, and then when I finally realized, this is what your hair does, and you love it, and you moisturize it, and you love on it, she gonna love you back. That's it.
That's it. Straight up, when you love on it and moisturize it, take care of it and spend time in it. I'm like, what I am learning is when I do my hair, take the time to do my hair, to switch my attitude from rushing through it to get through it and being like at war with it, to instead of being like, first of all, being grateful that I have the luxury of time to do my hair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To sit down for 30 minutes instead of thinking of it as a chore. I have 30 minutes to an hour to brush my hair, to detangle, to moisturize. Like, what a privilege. What?
Yes.
You know, kind of in the same way of all, you see all these rich people who are so fit because they have the luxury of time to go to these expensive gyms. It's the same thing. Like, if you can carve out your own time to do your hair, think of it as a privilege.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Instead of a chore and you're yanking and fighting. I'm like, I see it as the biggest accomplishment after I detangle my hair and it's not all my hair on the brush or in my fingers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Yes. You're like, oh, only that little bit came out. Hey.
Exactly. Oh, yes. But it only happens when I'm not rushing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
So it's like, and also when I watch the girls on YouTube, they figured out their hair. The ones, you know, who are really like with all the numbers, whatever, they have figured out their hair. So there are sometimes that they're doing a simple, easy step and they're forgetting to say out loud a little trick that they learned because it's common nature to them. It's not like if I'm telling you my daily routine, I might not say, oh, and then I wash my face before I go to bed because that's part of my routine. Like, it's just so, of course I do that.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Right.
But it's like, wait, but I'm new to this hair game. Actually, I don't know that. I need you to
spoon feed it to me. Like, I need you to like,
talk.
Wait, what did you do? Did you, okay, you used the conditioner, but then did you use a leave-in? Did you use a serum? Okay, well, after that, did you use gel or did you use a curling cream? Like, what?
Do you like cream? Yeah.
Right. Does your hair like cream? Does it like serum? Does it like oil? Does it like,
need more water. Water is a thing?
Right. Water's a thing. Oh. I didn't know water was a thing. What?
Oh, I need to drench it even more. Oh, I'm not putting enough water?
Right.
Water?
Water? What are you talking about? Yes.
What do you,
yes.
You mean I need to detangle starting from the bottom and not at the root because I'm ripping out my hair?
Right.
Like, these are things that I'm like, oh, at some point, I didn't think about it. It's like, I'm waiting for somebody to tell me, no, girl, wait, what are you doing? You're ripping out your hair. Like,
right.
Yeah.
But I think we're all learning. It's because my mom actually went natural because of me.
Really?
And yes. And my mom and my sister followed. But at first, they were both like, I'm sticking with a perm. You do what you need to do.
Girl, you look crazy.
You
look right. Do you.
You do you. You look crazy.
Do you.
Okay. I'm going to sit here with this perm. But it is that learning.
I'm going to sit here with this perm, though.
I'm going to sit here with this perm, though. And like...
Oh my gosh.
But it's a learning curve because even the generations before us, it was perm. Yeah. So
yeah.
They didn't know how to say, oh, you should probably detangle it from the ends and not the roots. Because with the perm, you're just able to glide your comb through.
Yep.
So
wow. Just like all these little things. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you have learned that you have discovered, and if you can't think of anything, no problem, mm-hmm. but like, mm-hmm. I have to know, have to ask.
Yeah.
Any little tricks you've discovered, or even in terms of styling, like, mm-hmm. I just learned about the Denman brush.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
I don't.
Oh, I love it. And it's a game changer.
Okay.
Like, I like to detangle my hair when I can. But if I'm going to use a brush, the Denman brush, mm-hmm. if I'm in the shower and conditioning and I detangle with the Denman brush, mm-hmm. my curls are different. They are different, Ayana.
Really?
I'm like, what is this spiral? The brush kind of puts it in this perfect, I'm like, my curls don't do that on their own. It's this brush is, it's magic. And mm-hmm. there's so many YouTube tutorials on it.
Okay.
But I learned that from Brittany Coleman, who I had on here. She's mm-hmm. like, is there anything that you can think of that you do that you're like, I love this, even if it's like edge control mm-hmm. or your bonnet or
right.
a protective style?
Oh, good question. I would say for me personally, I have discovered that twist outs are the best for my hair.
Ooh.
Like, I'm a twist out girl because this is a wash and go. So I did it yesterday. But for me, I still haven't figured out how to preserve it more than a day. My wash and go.
I am there too. I am a new wash and go as well. And wash and go girl. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I can kind of get down with this wash and go.
On the first day. Then by day two, I'm like, what am I doing with my hair? So I put a whole bunch of more, like, it's moisturized, but it's just like mine starts to get frizzy on day two. And I'm like, okay, spritz a little water, right? Try not to touch it. But the day two, I'm like, how are your day twos looking like your day ones wash and goes? Cause mine don't.
I know there's a way, cause I just got my hair done for the first time by this guy named G. O'Brien Hennings. And I love him.
Yeah.
He does a lot of black girls in the Broadway community. I'm like, oh, where? Okay, cute.
Yes.
And he did a wash and go for me, and it lasted 5 days. Like,
what?
5 solid days. And I watched him. I know it's possible. Right. I know it's, but when I do it, I don't.
I'm right, but I'm not doing it.
I don't stay that long when I do it.
Right, when I do my wash and go, I know my wash and go is for the day of. Like, I'm going to go out today. I'm going to do this wash and go. It's going to look, these curls are going to be popping. And then even at night, I sleep. I'll like pineapple it, as you will, with my little satin like scrunchies and put my bonnet on. And then in the morning, okay, I'll either have to have it again. I have to completely re-wet my hair, like soak it again, which I don't like.
Yeah.
Or I try to spritz it. But even then it's like, how do I? So over the years, it's been twist out for me because number one, it gives me length.
Yes.
It also gives me options because for me, my twist out, I sometimes don't even take the twist out. Like, I'll put them into a cute braid.
Work.
So the twist will then go into a braid. Or if I take it out, I know at night I just retwist it. And in the morning I could take it out again. And it's cute and it's moisturized. And so for me, twist outs have been less of a panic because if I wake up and I've done a wash and go, okay, what am I doing with it today? I got to leave in an hour. I don't, what am I doing with it? I don't have time to twist it. So for me,
I also have more movement with a twist out. When the wind blows, my hair actually blows with the wind. It's like I've separated my hair and it's like, it can take on a life of its own, which yes. is great in an audition, a dance audition. If I want to flick my hair, it actually mm-hmm. flicks if mm-hmm. I did a twist out.
Yes.
You also mentioned satin scrunchies. What? I'm
yes.
sorry.
Oh, I have satin scrunchies. Yes. Okay. So I got those. She put me on game. There was this black girl, shout out to her, who has this new company called Joyful Bee, and it's a wash day kit. So it's a full kit. Yep. It's a full kit. So it comes with clips, like to, you know, separate your hair. It comes with clips. Uh-huh. It comes with satin scrunchies. It comes with a satin bonnet. It comes with that, like, it has like spikes, and it's like shampoo, like to massage your
yes.
scalp. It
what?
Comes with a detangling brush.
See, I should have had you on weeks ago because I already bought all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, what is this? This is exactly what I want to know.
She says an 8-piece, like she calls it her wash day kit. It's an 8-piece kit. And it's amazing by Joyful Bee. And it's amazing. And it has all that stuff in it.
B-E-E?
Yes. But okay. It's with an I, Joyful, because her name's Joy, but with an I. So J-O-I-F-U-L.
I was like, where did I go?
right. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's great. It also has a towel, so a microfiber towel, but you can wrap it as a like a turban. So you can dry it, and it's like shaped like a hood, so you can put it on and twist and button it in the front.
Nice.
It's a wash
day. That sounds
thing.
Like a Christmas present.
Yeah, right. Yes. Yes.
I'm mm-hmm. loving that. I'm like, it sounds like I'm like, well, I already have clips. Oh, well, I already have a bonnet, but I don't have my microfiber towel. I don't have satin scrunchies. Mm-hmm. It's fierce.
Yes. But yeah, satin scrunchies. And her satin bonnet has like a drawstring to it. Cause you know how sometimes your satin bonnet, the band can like get lackadaisical, like
yes.
not stretchy anymore. The elastic yeah. is gone, but hers yeah. has a pull tab. So you can make it bigger or smaller depending on how much hair you got underneath.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I just discovered a bonnet that I love, and mm-hmm. I looked at, because I was looking for a more fashionable bonnet mm-hmm. Because there was a moment when I thought I might be going on The Bachelor. And I was like, if I'm on The Bachelor, guess what? I'm black, and this is just, I'm going to be wrapped, my hair going to be wrapped up.
Hello, okay? So you're going to get this full bonnet, so.
Right, and so I was like, I want to look cute even at night. And I found this bonnet. Oh my gosh, I've posted about it before. I have to look up the name. But basically, it's like your typical bonnet. Mm-hmm. And then it has these like tails on it. Mm. And then you like wrap them around. So it looks like this African Nubian like goddess.
Yes.
And it's satin lined. It's
right.
like.
So it looks like you're wearing like a cute little like head wrap.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Yes. And if my hair is like poofy like it is, I know my camera's all jacked up, poofy like it is right now, it's like the like Nefertiti style because your hair fills it. Like
yes, that's yeah. awesome.
We'll be right back right after the break.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How do you wear your hair when you're in shows? Are you wigged? And when you are wigged, uh-huh. what's your wig prep?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So most shows I'm wigged. I'm trying to think. Was there ever one where I wasn't wigged? I think there was one. Yes. Actually, my off-Broadway show I did. I wasn't wigged. So that was always a twist out. That was always a twist out. So, because that's just easier to manage for me. So that was always a twist out. Because we would sweat and stuff and just...
Got it.
Twist out. Always a twist out. But wig prep for me was never pin curls. Never.
Work.
Mm-mm. Can you pin curl? No, I cannot.
Just I like that. I would have figured that out before.
No, I cannot.
I was like, yeah, white girl pin curls.
Right.
You are black.
You are black with all this hair trying to pin curl. All right, what? No, what? That's one thing I did figure out early, though. That is one thing. So what
so
I
what
my wig
do?
Prep. So my wig prep is... I have two different types. So one, if my hair is in twists, I'll leave it for the week of the show, right? So a twist out. Now, I will either take those twists, depending on the wig I'm wearing, because sometimes, like, I remember when I was doing After Midnight, our wig mistress, she was a Black woman too, but she was just like, girl, nice. Can you please, girls, like, or ladies, excuse me, ladies, can you please just do pin curls in the front? No matter what you're doing in the back, I just need, because the way the wigs were created.
Yeah, anchor and
she,
the wigs.
She was like, I just need, please, I need to, I know we all Black women in here, but I need to anchor the wigs. But okay. The thing with that was I took my twists and did pin curls with my twists. So I made small twists and then would pin curl those in the front. I'd do four in the front. And then the back, I would just do two braids of twists in the back.
Nice.
So that's how I usually
do. Two braids
of like
twists?
two French braids of twists. Because my twists, I don't do big twists. I do little ones.
Oh.
So I have like a full head of twists.
How long does the little ones take you?
I mean, I'm good at it now. The little ones might take me 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, like right. I'm like, because I've been doing it for so many years. It's like got second it. Nature. Like I'm just, I got the TV on. I'm like, just like it's second nature to me to twist.
Okay. So Sunday, go for it.
Right. Exactly. I'm like, okay. Yep. So that's what. So usually my wig prep is when I'm in a show. The only day my hair is out is Monday. Like, other than that, Tuesday through Sunday, I just leave it in the twists, and I'll take the pin curls out after every show, yes, but then I'll repin just the front to anchor the wigs.
Got it.
And then I'll put those twists in, like, two braids just going back this way, and that's it.
Nice. Okay, couple more questions, and I'm going to get you out of here. I'm, loving all of this. What products are you using right now? Or do you have a product that you're, like, I love this.
Yes.
If you don't love it, I don't want to know. Right. Actually, I do want to know. What do you, yes. Like.
Okay. So here's the thing. I'll tell you my go-tos, but I'm also trying to be a product junkie now because I have time.
Okay.
So for instance, Curl Fest just happened a while ago and they had a gift bag. So I have all these products to try from that. Like Pattern is in there. And there was another brand in there that I was like, oh, okay, y'all got fancy. I think Maui Moisture was in there too. And then Eden Body Works just had their anniversary sale. So I literally got a huge box of Eden Body Works products. All of
On
here.
Your own or in the gift basket?
In the gift bag. Well, another, so this is a second gift basket.
Oh.
So I bought that as well. So I have so many new products to try. I'm so excited about.
Okay, cool.
But most recently... Well, let me go back to this. So the one product that I have found that I will never stop using for my hair. For my hair is Shea Moisture's Curl Enhancing Smoothie.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites as well.
I will never stop. Even if I change every other product in my cabinet, that's a staple for me.
Yeah.
That will never change.
I feel you on that.
For my hair, she does something. That Curl Enhancing Smoothie does something. Okay?
I use that one pretty regularly myself. So I definitely...
That is my product, you know?
Nice.
And so, but over the years, I've changed. So I want to try this. I want to try that. I want to try this. I want to try that. So,
I actually want to try Kinky Curly again. Have you ever?
I did. And that was years ago. I didn't like it.
Yeah, me too.
But maybe I should try it again.
I remember the hold being so strong, but I didn't know how to apply product. I just kind of put it in my hand and just went.
Yes.
I didn't know you go through each section. I didn't know that.
That part.
I was like, well, my curls are defined around the outside of everything in the middle has not been touched. So I kind of want to give that another chance, but all right, what else were you saying?
So I also love hair mask. Like I love putting a hair mask in.
Oh, like any hair mask.
Like any hair mask, but there's one, like the new one I'm trying by Maui Moisture, and I can't remember the name. It's purple, has a purple label, but that one came in the Curl Fest gift bag, and I'm like, oh, this is because like I remember doing it, and then my curls, like after I washed it out, were like bing, bing, bing. Like, I was like,
do you ever not wash it out? Just wondering, asking for
the hair mask. No, I do. I do always wash it out because then I have so many leave-in conditioners that I'll immediately throw in a leave-in conditioner.
Like what? Because I put in a hair mask and sometimes I don't wash it out,
and I think that's okay.
Are you sure?
I think. I mean, well, I mean,
I don't know. Every time I'm like, dear God, please let me have hair when I wake up.
Right. Well, no. I don't. Well, meaning I'll eventually wash it out. Like, I'll wear them overnight in a heat cap. Also, forgot to mention, the Joyful Bee kit comes with a heat cap. So, like, when you pop in the microwave and then you put it on your head. Yes. And so you're, like, giving yourself a little steam treatment.
Does she have an Instagram?
She does.
Like, literally, I'm so into this.
She does. It's a full kit, y'all. It's so amazing.
I have to look it up later. So, like, she cannot look it up right now. Okay. I'm, like, so excited. I'm, like, okay.
Yes. I'll text you. I'll send you info.
But you're leaving.
Yes, my leaving. So, okay. So, what I'll do with hair masks is I'll wear them overnight. Like, I'll detangle with the mask in. I'll do big, like, jumbo twists. Put a shower cap on, put my heat cap on, and I wear it overnight. And then in the morning or whenever I feel to wash it out, I'll wash it out with cool water, which I'm now discovering.
I'm not on that game yet.
Which I'm now discovering.
But you got to get the cool water on your body if you get all the way in.
Yeah, I do. But I just take a breath and go, okay, it's only going to last a couple seconds, Ayana. Because here's the thing, Salisha, I have noticed a difference. My curls don't feel, because, you know, sometimes you wash your hair out, you're like, I know I conditioned it, but it just feels unconditioned.
Yes.
So now that I switch to at least washing it out with cool water, I'm like, this does feel moisturized. Wait now.
That big of a difference, Ayana?
Yes. Yes. For me, yes.
You're not the first person I've heard say that, and I just don't want to receive it. I'm like, I hate a cold shower.
I do too. So for me, because my shower has a tub, sometimes if I'm really like, I can't do cold water today, I will get out of the shower, wrap myself in a towel, and then just bend over in the tub and wash my hair out with cool water.
Got it. Okay. I can get on board with that.
You know? Yeah, so just take your shower and then wash. Just get out the shower and then wash it out. If you're like, I can't do cold water on my body. I can't do it.
See, if you haven't noticed this, this podcast is really for me. I'm like, what else do I need to be doing?
Right.
Uh-huh. What else do I need to be using? Uh-huh. Okay, writing that down. Oh my goodness! Like literally, we're gonna put all the good tips in one.
Right.
Amazing.
Yes.
So I'm so sorry. I'm thinking, did you say what your favorite leave-in was?
My favorite leave-in, I did not say that.
Okay. What?
Leave-in. So I'm bouncing around right now because there was one. Okay, so let me go back about. So you said how you got your hair done, right? A couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
I got my hair done at this place in Harlem. The salon, the stylist is no longer there. I remember going to make a second appointment with her and they were like, oh, she no longer works here. And I was like,
boop. I should have followed her on Instagram so I could follow her.
Exactly. I was like, I should have followed her. Okay, anyway. But with that, she did a wash and go for me as well. And that lasted 5 days. Like you said, like, I was like, what magic did she put in my hair that all I got to do is wake up, I do a little spritz and this, she moves again. And I'm like, what?
Right.
So I actually ended up buying, because, you know, as she was doing my hair, I was peeping the products she was using. I ended up buying some of the stuff that she used. And the leave-in that I love that she used that hurts my soul every time I have to buy it is by Moroccan Oil. And it has a blue label, like the brand Moroccan Oil.
Uh-huh.
Blue label. And it's, what is it called? The Curl Intensive. And I think it's the leave-in. I'll send you a picture. It's okay. Moroccan Oil is the brand. I can see it. The blue label, and I think it says Curl Intensive, and it's the leave-in conditioner. But okay. It smells so good, and when I put it in my hair, it's so luxurious. But the bot is it's quite expensive. I'm like, how much?
It's
like $38.
Oh, what? That better be gold, honey.
Exactly. Here's the thing. That's why I don't use it every time I wash my hair, because I'm not finna buy that bottle so often.
Is it a big bottle? Is it a small bottle?
No, it's like that big. Like, it's not big. For 30, I was
it's not,
like,
it's
how
not
much?
Tiny.
It's not like, tiny, but it's not big. It's like,
shoot, man.
I'm like, oh, Jesus. So I don't use it too. I don't use it every time I wash my hair. But recently I've been using one, the leave-in by, what is that? Is it Zortos? All About Curls? It might be that, because there was a new leave-in that was in a gift bag that I got that I was like, oh, this is nice.
I want to say,
I know it begins with a Z. The brand begins with a Z. I want to say it's Zortos, like All About Curls.
Okay.
That's what I want to say. But it begins, that was the first time I've ever seen that brand.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, this is good.
Oh, I feel so excited. I can't wait to look these up. And I also want to check the ingredients on them.
Yes. Well. Yeah. Oh, yes, of course. And then I have a spray leave-in that's my go-to from Shea Moisture. It's their 100% coconut oil leave-in conditioner. It's a spray. I like that one too.
The spray. I have the cream of theirs.
Okay. Okay.
And I love it.
Yeah.
Shea spray. And also I discovered a new leave-in. I don't have a lot of leave-in, so I'm so glad, but thank you for giving me this list of Moroccan oils, Zortos, and Shea. There's one called My Hair Dance.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Hair Dance, and the leave-in is fantastic. I really, okay. It's also a spray. I like that.
Yeah.
Huh. I kind of love their products. I haven't really talked about them a lot, but I use them, and I think they're great, so.
Yeah. Nice.
I know. I'm like, okay, cool.
Right.
I want to say thank you so much for coming on here. I'm like loving that I got to talk to you. I was kind of thinking that this was going to be a, oh man, what a week conversation. Let's just have each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
we don't know anything.
We don't know anything. But your energy is so beautiful. Oh, let me ask you. Is there anything that you are excited about, grateful for right now, looking forward to, anything that you're like, oh, this is sparking my fire right now? Even if it's hugs from mom.
I would say yes, hugs from my mom. Like, that's because I am such a social person, so I have been missing, like, being around. I miss giving people hugs. Like, I've had a friend who was like, you know, you give the best hugs, Ayana. Like, that's your superpower. Like, you give the best hugs. And I miss hugging people. I do. Like, so it is hugging my mom, hugging my sister. Like, that's great. That fills me right now. But I would just say, currently, it's, I'm excited for what's going to happen. And meaning in terms of, like, for Ayana, for me, in terms of, like, the podcast and the company and even, like, my voiceovers. And all of the things I'm doing, I'm excited to just see what's going to happen. Because in this time, as much as 2020 has been a year, it's been a year. If I just look at it from my life, it's been a blessing because I'm still alive.
Wow.
I'm still healthy. I'm at my mom's house. And I'm able to do all of these things because I'm not running around New York trying to book another show. I'm able to concentrate on Ayana.
And there it is.
There
it is.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to discovering even more about myself, even more about my capabilities and the things I could do and getting out of my own way and just doing things. That's what I'm excited about, to be like, you have the time, Ayana, to find out what you like, what you don't like. And is, like, when the industry comes back, do you want to get back into that rat race?
Right.
Do
and
you?
You know what is so beautiful about this time? It's like, what do I want to work on?
Mm-hmm.
We spend so much time auditioning for other people's dreams.
Yes. Yes.
You wrote this beautiful show and this beautiful music. And now you need an actress to make your dream come true. And as actresses, we're like, yay, pick me. Uh-huh. But it's so kind of like, it's really cool to create something.
Yes. To create your own. Yes.
Yes. And yes.
Yeah. Like, what else can I create? Like, what else can I do? What are my dreams that I want to create? What is there something that I want to write so that I can one day say, I need an actress for this.
Right?
You know?
And employ others.
Employ others. And, or is it just, I'm going to write it for me. I'm going to be my own actress.
Well, like, this is the time, especially with, like, everything that has happened during this pandemic with George Floyd and everything. It's like, the doors are, I feel like it's possible that the doors will go opening up and people will be wanting and looking for more color to fill both sides of the table and all of, and the room. And so I think it's an important time for us to be working on whatever it is we want to work on so that when those opportunities are presented, we can run through the door.
Yes. Yes.
And say, yes, You can choose me.
I'm ready. We're here. Yeah.
I'm ready. We're here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. It was an honor. You're welcome.
I'm so happy to have you.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Right. Bye, girl.
Bye.
Okay, so sitting down with Ayana is just a gift. It's just like, oh, I just love her. I just want to hang out with her. Truly an inspiration for me and my friend. Please, if you haven't already, follow her at Ayana MBEY or go to her website at ayanabay.com. She's the bomb. Love her. Oh, thank you for joining me, girl. Also, shout out to the Broadway Podcast Network. Shout out to Wilton Music for producing my theme song, Love COD. Shout out to Colin for editing this episode. I love you, Colin. And shout out to you guys for listening. Please share the word, subscribe, tell a friend. And also, if you have feelings about anything, share them with me. I love to hear all of the things, all of the feedback, all of the reactions. And if you have any ideas of like what you want to hear or who you want to hear from, shoot me a note on my Instagram at Salisha Thomas. So much love for you all. Oh, thank you for just the love. Leave a review if you haven't already. And I'll see you next week. This is Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas.
12 women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.